Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Inland and parallel to Asher's mountainous region was the territory given to Naphtali, Joshua 19:32-39. Coming south from Mount Hermon, a second range of mountains looks down from their heights upon the azure sea of Galilee. High in these mountains is Kadesh, meaning sanctuary, the northernmost city of refuge west of the Jordan, and Barak's hometown. Before the Danites, unhappy with their lot, came north to choose the settlement of Laish, Naphtali was the inheritance farthest north. Hazor, hub of the confederacy that fought against Israel at Merom, was in Naphtali, at the time the largest city in Canaan. The name of this tribe means my wrestling. For, said Rachel, quote, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, Genesis 30, verse 8. She could not know what wrestling would take place in this region. Quote, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, Ephesians 6:12. Here, the Savior adopted Capernaum after being rejected at Nazareth, completing Isaiah's prophecy, quote, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Quoted in Matthew 4, verses 15 and 16. Here the Lord performed the greatest number of miracles, and from this region selected all his disciples, save Judas. Thus, quote, Naphtali is a deer let loose. He uses beautiful words, Genesis 49:21. The words let loose mean to send away, as his disciples were, to bear the beautiful gospel worldwide. Or as Moses prophesied, quote, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and south. Deuteronomy 33, verse 23.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.